This is Avi Kiss recording from Maseches Sukkah Daf Tesamid Aleph. We are at the very top of Tesamid Aleph. Mishnah says, Sukkah Yishana, if you have an old Sukkah, which means that it was built more than 30 days before Sukkot started, so we assume it did not have the Yontif in mind, and it might have been built for some other purpose. Beishamai Pozon Beisilah Machshirin. Beishamai says it's Pasul, it has to be built for the shame of the Chag, and Beisilah says it is Kosher, it does not have to be built l'shem the Chag. Beizohi Sukkah Yishana, what would be considered a Sukkah Yishana? Kol Shos HaKodim L'Chag, Shloshim Yom. As we said, it's more than 30 days prior to the Chag, when you built such a sukkah, and we assume that it was not built l'shem the Chag. Aval imasa l'shem Chag. But if you did it l'shem the Chag, afilu mitchilas hashana k'sheira, even if you built it from the beginning of the year, it's kosher. Now, obviously, we're not talking about the beginning of the year being Tishrei, because that's only 15 days before Sukkot. We're talking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but huadin, any time, obviously, applies the same rule. Says the Gemara, my time, the Beis Shammai. What is the reason of Beis Shammai that they require the Sukkah to be built l'shem the Chag? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Tasel, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim LaHashem. Right, the Pasuk says that the Chag HaSukkos should be for 7 days for Hashem. So how do we darshan that? So the word Sukkah Hashsuya L'Shem Chag Ba'inan, meaning we call it Chag HaSukkos, we refer to it as the Sukkah that is built in honor of the holiday, in honor of the Yontif, Beis Hillel. So how does Beis Hillel read that Pasuk? Ahu Meba'ele L'Chad Rav Sheshes. They read the Pasuk in the same way Rav Sheshes does. Now obviously there's the Gemara saying that Rav Sheshes, the Amora, said this idea, and Beis Hillel, the Tanaim, who were pre-Tanaim even, were alluding to this idea that Rav Sheshes was later going to verbalize. Dam Rav Sheshes, as Rav Sheshes said, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, quoting Rabbi Akiva, Minayin Latzei Sukkah Shasruin Kol Shiva. How do I know that the wood for the sukkah, meaning the structure of the sukkah, is usher? You're not allowed to take the sukkah apart and use it for something else the entire 7 days. Talmud Lomar, as the Torah says, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim LaHashem. The Chag HaSukkos is for Hashem for 7 days, meaning the sukkah itself is designated for this particular mitzvah for all 7 days. V'tanya, we have the following braisa which illustrates this further. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah Omer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah says, Kishem shechal shem shamayim al hachagiga, kach chal shem shamayim al hasukkah. Just as the korban chagiga that is brought on Sukkot and so to the other chagim, so just as there is a lishma, the shem shamayim is it takes effect on the chagiga and it can't be used for anything else. Kach chal shem shamayim al hasukkah. So too the sukkah has the Shem Shemayim and it has that Kedusha, can't be used for anything else. Shenemar Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim LaHashem. Machag LaHashem HaSukkah LaHashem. So the word Chag is alluding to the Karban Chagiga, so to the Sukkah belongs to Hashem as well. So now we want to know how Beis Shammai would understand such a halacha. Beis Shammai would agree, lech ora, that the sukkah is off limits for the 7 days of the Chag. Beis Shammai, nami mibay lelahachi. Beis Shammai, don't they need the pasuk for this? Say nachinami. The Gemara says, yes, they do need the pasuk for this. Elamai tamai de Beis Shammai. So what is the real reason of Beis Shammai? It can't be this pasuk Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim LaHashem. So rather, it has to be ksiv kra achrina. They have a different pasuk. Chag HaSukkos Tasalacha Shivas Yom. That's the pasuk I started saying before, which is Chag HaSukkos Tasalacha Shivas Yomim. You're supposed to make a Chag HaSukkos for yourself for 7 days. Sukkah Asuya L'Shem Chag Ba'inan. So they put together again the word Chag and the word Sukkos. So the Sukkah has to be L'Shem the Chag. When you build the Sukkah, you can't just say, I'm building a nice outdoor hut. And we pointed out in the previous daft that the sukkah has to be put up l'shem tzeil. It has to be in order to provide shade underneath it. That's the ikar of what's called the schach and what's not called the schach. And therefore, that's really enough. No, says Beis Shammai, the sukkah has to be asuya l'shem chag. Beis Hillel, so how do they learn the pasuk? Ahu miboyle l'osin sukkah b'cholo shel moed. They use this pasuk to teach you. You're allowed to build a sukkah on chol moed because you can build the sukkah any time during the Chag HaSukkos. Remember, if you recall, we did this in Shir in the second parak machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. The Chacham and Beis Hillel in this case are saying the same thing. Ubeis Shammai Sriluk Rabbi Eliezer, and Beis Shammai hold like Rabbi Eliezer that we just alluded to. Damar Einosin Sukkah B'Chol HaShemoed. You cannot build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. So now we ask the following question. Beis Hillel, Leis Lehud Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Does Beis Hillel disagree with the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Marav? Rav Yudama Rav says, Asa'a min hakotzin. So let's say you made your tzitzis from some leftover threads that were hanging from the beged. So these are all different examples of such things. So kotzin is the first one. Rashi explains it was these stray strings that were hanging from the beged, or min animin, right? Or similarly, another type of stray string, min agardin. Right? All three examples of different parts that were hanging from the loom, hanging from the beged, whatever it is. So psula, those tzitzis are going to be pusul. And Rashi explains because these were not made l'shem tzitzis. They were not placed on the beged for the sake of tzitzis. They were just extra threads that were really put on the beged, and they were not made l'shem the mitzvah. However, min hasisim, if it was made from Rashi, these round bundles of wool, of these threads, so kshera, that is going to be kosher. So he says, why? Because these were put onto the beged, l'shem, the mitzvah of tzitzis. So what do you see over here? So you see that when it comes to making tzitzis, Rabbi Yudah Marav says, you must make the tzitzis l'shma. They have to be made l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. So we're asking now, Beis Hillel says, you don't have to make the sukkah l'shem mitzvah sukkah, or l'shem chagas sukkos. Do they also argue with Rabbi Yudah Marav that the tzitzis have to be made l'shem mitzvah tzitzis? So is that a machlokas here? Are they disagreeing? So the Gemara says, Ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel, when this was stated in front of Shmuel, Amar Li said to me, Af min asisa nami psula. He disagrees with the asisa. Sorry about that. That's going back on the full statement of Yunam Arav. So he passes even from this. He said, De ba'inan tevia lishma. Because when you make the threads, when you spin the threads, they have to be spun lishma. So basically, the Gemara concludes that obviously you have to make tzitzit lishma. So hachinami, so too, by sukkah, niboy, sukkah, suya lishma. You should require a sukkah that is made l'shem the mitzvah. So why is it that by tzitzis, the Amoraim all seem to agree that it has to be lishma? They just argue whether or not the threads have to be spun lishma, or they just have to be put into the beged lishma. Right? That's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel over there. But when it comes to the sukkah, Beis Hillel is clearly, and all the Amoraim assumedly agree with Beis Hillel, because that's the sheet that we always paskin like. So how come they don't hold over there that it has to be built, made lishma? So my answer is shiny awesome. It's different over there. De'al markra gedilim ta'ase l'cha. Right? When it talks about the mitzvah of tzitzis, it says you should put the gedilim, which means the tzitzis, on the fringes of the beged. That should be made for you. So when we say l'cha, l'shem chovcha, right? That should be in honor of your obligation, meaning it should be done l'shem your mitzvah. So, as opposed to the sukkah, where we don't have a pasuk that teaches us that. So Gemara says, wait a second, hachanami chaga sukkos ta'ase l'cha. It says that the sukkah should be built for you. So we should darshan l'cha, l'shem chovcha. If it's for you, it's for the sake of your mitzvah, of your obligation. Gemara answers, no. Hahu meboi lei lema'ute gzula. We need this to exclude a stolen sukkah, right? So we have a dindo raisa that you can't sit in a stolen sukkah, and we learn that out from l'cha, so we don't learn the word l'cha to teach us that it has to be made l'shem the mitzvah. So Gemara says, wait a second, what about stolen sittas? Hasam nami miboy le lema'ute gzula. Why don't we use the word l'cha to exclude gzula and not to teach us that it's made l'shma? So Gemara says, no, hasam ksiv k'rachrini va'asu lahem. So then we darshan mishelahem, right? We know this pasuk from Kriyat Shema, v'asu lahem tzitzis al kanfei bigdeihem, right? So we say that the tzitzis should be lachem, for you, meaning not stolen, has to be mishelahem, something that belongs to you, and therefore we have the word lacha to teach us that it's made lishma. So what we conclude over here is that, yes, it's true, everyone agrees that tzitzis have to be made lishma. Either they have to be spun lishma like Shmuel, or they have to be put on the beged lishma like Rav, but sukkah, according to Beis Hillel, does not have to be built lishma, and according to Beis Shammai, it does have to be built lishma.